Hello and welcome. I'm Michelle Marchant Johnson and I'm your host of the Man Panel. I'm really excited to have you here and I'm really thrilled to be welcoming a returning guest, and that is the amazing Brad Yates. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks, Michelle. It's good to see you again.
So great to see you and I'm so happy to have you back. You were really popular a few years back when I shared your work with the audience and I'm excited to be able to do that again.
I'm excited to share the work again.
Yeah. So just a little formal intro, Brad, before we jump right in. Emotional freedom expert Brad Yates teaches people fast, effective methods to overcome fear and stress. He's taught CEOs, professional athletes, and award-winning actors, and has more than 200 instructional YouTube videos. Brad is also the author of the best-selling children's book, The Wizard's Wish, and appears in the film, The Tapping Solution. So Brad, I know this is a really important work that you're doing out there in the world. And I also know that many people are familiar with EFT or tapping, but many are not. It's kind of a new area for a lot of people too. So I wonder if you can just start by kind of just introducing us to this idea of EFT and tapping, and then talking a little bit about how it works and what it can do for people and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So EFT, which is short for emotional freedom techniques, and we also, a lot of us just call it tapping because it is a process where we are literally tapping with our fingertips, primarily on places on our face and torso. And if you're new to this, don't stop watching right now. I know it sounds a little strange, but there's a really good reason why we do this. It is one of the quickest, most effective forms of stress relief you're going to find. It's simple. You can do it at any time, and it dramatically lowers stress. And when you consider that most, if not all, of the issues that trouble us physically and emotionally are either caused by or worsened by stress, then you can understand why having a tool like EFT is so effective and can be effective in so many different areas. It was originally discovered based on acupuncture. So for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've said there's this flow of energy along these pathways called meridians. And when this energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being, physically and emotionally. And when it gets stuck, we don't feel so good. And when we don't feel good, we don't think as clearly, we don't make the best decisions. And that has unfortunate consequences for our lives. So in traditional acupuncture, the doctor would stick needles in these key points, and we're just using our fingertips to tap them to rebalance the energy. And as I said, this has been used in Eastern medicine for thousands of years. We have modern research validating this. We have studies showing that cortisol, one of the stress hormones, is dramatically lowered in the body when we're doing the tapping. We have fMRI studies showing the changes in brain activity. So even though many of us are doing this and saying, yes, I just feel that it works, I can see the changes happen in my life. For those of you who are data geeks, there's a growing body of research showing that, yeah, it's not just self-reported. There are actual physical things going on in the body. And then in different areas of our lives where there's a part of us that wants to keep things the same, even if we don't love the way our lives are, mm-hmm. including our relationships, there's a part of us that says, yes, but this is safer. And so when we try to make changes, when we try to say hi to an attractive stranger, there's a stress response that happens in the body and shuts us down. And so the tapping helps to calm that stress down and helps us look at those fears and the beliefs behind that stress and then start to change our minds, start to see, oh, you know what? It might actually be okay for me to be in a relationship. It might actually be okay for me to be healthier, happier, wealthier, and all these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this EFT can actually help us reduce stress, if I'm hearing you correctly, reduce stress, lower cortisol, manage perhaps false or limiting beliefs, and help us with emotional upsets or challenges or things that we may have going on. And I think some of the tricky part about some of this, Brad, is a lot of this goes on underneath the surface, right?
Yes. So many things go on under the surface, including most of our choices. The life choices that we're making are so unconscious that we're not even consciously aware of some of the things we're doing. It's like there's a chess grandmaster inside our head who's thinking 50 moves ahead. So in terms of relationships, you might be in the grocery store and you're thinking, you know, I'd really like to meet somebody. And then at some level, out of the corner of your eye, you catch a glimpse of some attractive stranger. And part of you is now thinking, you know, queen's pawn to rook five. And we're moving ahead and thinking, I could go up to that person and say hi. And they might say hi back. And we might strike up a conversation. We might find that we have some things in common. We might go out on a date. And that date might lead to another date and a third date. And we might move in together and get married. And they'd break my heart just like the last person. Oh, look, there's a sale in aisle two. And we are down in aisle two before we're even consciously aware of any of this happening. And we're looking at things going, gosh, I wish I could meet somebody. So it's that stress stuff. So we can tap on the stress when we're aware of it. We can say, oh, I'm having an upset. I'm feeling, you know, fear. I'm feeling sadness. I'm feeling anger. There's some uncomfortable emotion I'm experiencing in my body. And the tapping down regulates that emotional experience. And then it gives us the freedom to reconsider the thoughts that are going on behind that. So we can tap in the moment when we're experiencing that upset, or we can be tapping at other times and thinking about, okay, let me think back to why I'm afraid of being in a relationship. What are the things that have happened? You know, this person broke my heart and that means I'm not lovable. No. So that's what part of this says in order to keep us safe. If I can believe I'm unlovable, then I won't go and do something stupid like get into another relationship and get hurt again. But the tapping calms down that response such that we can say, you know what? I really didn't like that person that much anyway, and I wasn't making good choices, and that person did me a favor, and I wasn't taking care of myself. It's like one of those things that I call a pink slip from God. When we're not doing what we need to do to get out of a situation that's not right for us, and so fate moves in and says, look, you're not making the right choice for you here. So we're going to remove this choice for you. But then part of this says, well, I'm going to use this as a reason. I'm going to misunderstand this and see this as meaning something that it doesn't mean. Mm-hmm. You know, all this means is that wasn't the right person for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that pink slip from God idea. That's really powerful.
Yeah. I came up with that when I got fired from a job that, I was not happy and then I wasn't doing anything about it. And then I was fired under very, mysterious circumstances. Like, wait a minute, that's just not true. It's like, oh, it took me a while. I didn't understand right then and there. I was pretty upset about being unemployed, but then shortly afterwards, like, oh, I see what happened. And I'm very grateful now.
Yeah. It's interesting how that can happen in life, and it can often happen in relationships, where we have an attraction to someone, or we think this could be the relationship, but maybe it's a struggle, or maybe there's something we didn't see initially when in the middle of it. And then we kind of got that pink slip on that relationship. But unfortunately, then sometimes we form these limiting or false beliefs about ourselves, like you said, about us being unlovable, or that all men are going to hurt me, or that I'm going to be rejected if I get into a relationship. And that's where it gets tricky.
Yeah. And it's all brilliant. It's designed to keep us safe. That's what our mind is trying to do, is trying to keep us safe. And it's saying, what can I come up with? And it may be based on all kinds of things. So if things have happened in my childhood that suggest that I'm not lovable, whether a parent in a really bad mood said something awful like that, or it was just my interpretation of things. And then, so I go into a relationship and the person breaks up with me. It's like, well, there it is again, further proof that I'm not lovable. It's like, no, it doesn't prove it at all. So it's loving that, allowing ourselves to be compassionate with ourselves for the ways we've tried to keep ourselves safe. And then looking at it. And I like to say that rejection is just redirection. It's just someone saying, look, you're looking for something here that, and this isn't what you're looking for. It's like going into the butcher shop and saying, I want a loaf of bread. And the butcher says, this is the wrong place. And then thinking, oh, I guess I'm just not good enough. He'd give bread to somebody else, but you know, I'm just the sort of person who doesn't get what I want. It's like, no, you're just the wrong person for what you're looking for. But we say that it's, you know, but we take on that belief because then it feels safer. It's like, oh, if I can believe that I'm not good enough, then I won't make the mistake of going into shops and asking for what I want. And I'll just settle for what shows up. And allowing ourselves to be compassionate with ourselves for trying to protect ourselves in that way. And then deciding, you know what, I deserve better than that. Because right. You do.
Right. Right. So does this EFT and tapping work if we can't identify what's going on? Like for a lot of people, like we've already talked about, this is more of an unconscious thing and we don't necessarily know exactly what the limiting beliefs are. Maybe we know some of them, but maybe we even sense there's more. And right. We find ourselves responding or reacting in ways that we don't even fully understand. Does this work if you can't identify? Like if you can't say, I don't know what it is, but I sense there's some kind of block here.
Right. And so we can start with whatever is there. So if I'm sensing some kind of block, I may not know what the belief is behind that. I may be aware of a physical sensation. It's like, oh, you know what? I just get this sort of tightness in my chest as I think about it. And it's like, great. Okay. We would then tap on, even though I have this tightness in my chest. And there's a part of us that doesn't want us to know, you know, that chess grandmaster isn't going to say, well, you know, it was that fifth move with your bishop that was the problem. Because it's saying, if I let you know what that is, you might decide to do something about that and put us into another tricky situation. So there's nothing here. Don't pay attention. Just go over and look at that sail in aisle two. And so because there's that stress response that distracts us, even if it's very subtle, you know, most of us go around with ambient stress. We just have a little bit of stress that we're not aware of, especially because most of us are carrying a device that constantly says, hey, here's something else to be upset about. So we're not even aware. Or something
to be afraid of.
Yeah. There's always something that this level of stress. So even without saying any words, without identifying anything, I recommend tapping on a daily basis. To me, it's energy hygiene. It's like you brush your teeth and you take a shower. You know, you don't sit there and look at your teeth and go, is there anything green growing between my teeth? No. Okay. I don't need to brush my teeth. We do it as maintenance. We do it as upkeep. I recommend tapping on a daily basis just as energy upkeep. And if you want to say things, you can say prayers, you can say affirmations. So you're always getting back to a healthier place. And then as we're tapping, it feels safer to see things. So as we lower that stress response, that part of us that says, oh, you can't look here. It's like, well, maybe it is safe to look here. So we start to peel the layers of the onion. So we might be tapping, oh, I've got this tightness in my chest. Oh, I know what this is about. This is about that breakup that I had my sophomore year of college. And I never, okay. That breakup, my sophomore year of college. And so we start to get more and more clear. And we might start to remember aspects that we hadn't been clear. It's like, oh, and I remember it was a week before Christmas. And that just made it so much worse. And all those things that made it upsetting. And we start to clear out. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm glad I didn't spend Christmas with that jerk. Right. We can even come to a place of awareness and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you reminded me when you were talking about that of a client I had a few years back, Brad, who she was in her 60s at the time that I was working with her. And she had this really strong belief that men would reject her. And as we traced that back, she traced it back clear back to junior high when she had asked this boy to a Sadie Hawkins Girls' Choice dance. And he had not only turned her down, but kind of like made fun of her publicly in the school asking him. And so she had formed a belief based on that experience that she had in junior high that was still with her in her 60s, that all men would reject and embarrass and hurt her.
Yes. Yeah, because some guy going through adolescence and dealing with his own insecurities, and you know, made a horrible choice, and is not representative of all people, and certainly not representative of people who have matured from that point. And yeah, I'm sorry that human beings can be boneheads at times.
Right.
But it's some people, you know, we get this belief of all men will reject me, or all women reject me, or whoever it might be. You know, all employers are going to turn me down, all whatever. And it's like, no, just the wrong ones will. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's allowed yourself to go, oh, I'm so glad I didn't spend the Sadie Hawkins dance with that jerk.
Right. Right. And so can this EFT also help us with like forgiving from something like that? Like even seeing the innocence, maybe it was that he was going through a very hard time in his own life and was an adolescent, insecure boy in his own ways. Yeah. I mean, can it help us to release and forgive in that way?
It absolutely can. It's a great tool for forgiveness. And the key thing is forgiveness isn't for that jerk in junior high. Forgiveness is for ourselves. Right. Whether they deserve it or not, it's not a matter, because we have all this stuff about, well, you should forgive and this obligation. It's like, well, it's a moral, you know, you're a strong moral person if you can forgive this person, even if they're undeserving of it. It's like, yeah, to heck with them. Forgiveness is, I'm not holding on to this pain anymore. You don't get to beat me up in my head anymore. I'm not giving you free rent in my head anymore. I'm evicting you. So you can kick them out with love. That's fine. You can make it a loving gesture towards the other person. But if you're not feeling like that, it's like, you know, that person really was a jerk. They don't deserve forgiveness. But I deserve forgiveness. I deserve to be free from that and not let that person bother me anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's too bad that I didn't, gosh, if only I'd known tapping in junior high. So I could have been tapping that day and go, what a jerk. I'm so glad I'm not going to the dance with him.
Right, right.
And the right people are out there for me.
Right. So for people that are novices with this, you know, that this is a new frontier, if you will, what's the best way to kind of like dip our toe in the water? I know you and I are going to do some tapping here in a few minutes to introduce people. But above and beyond that, if people are really interested or intrigued, I know you have these videos on YouTube. Your YouTube channel is Brad Yates. It's just under your name. Is that correct? Or
yeah, put in Brad Yates or Tap with Brad. And it became obvious how long ago it was since we last talked, Michelle, because in the bio you had, it said 200 videos and there's over 1,000 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is what they sent me.
Right. That's, well, I'm thinking this, it's like, oh yeah, things have changed since we last talked.
Yeah. I think it's been like 5 years. So probably put out a lot of videos.
I have been busy.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got over 1,000, there's a lot there.
Yeah. So there's a lot of resources for folks as we go through the process. Some people will sometimes say, oh, you have to say all these things. I won't know what to say, so I can't do EFT. No, you can tap silently. You can, as I said, you can say prayers or affirmations. You can just say the basic version of EFT is we just say the same thing over and over, this stress, or this fear, whatever it might be that we're feeling, this tightness in my chest. And then if you want to explore with the words, that's what I make the videos for, is so that you don't have to come up with the words. I'm doing that for you. And then as you're tapping along and you feel like, no, what I really want to say is this, go for it. This is just, you know, just a gateway for you to then start to come up with your own words and get more comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And then there's more advanced ways of working with me in groups and privately.
Right. So this kind of reminds me almost of like guided meditations. Like if you have a hard time with meditation silently or on your own, you can experiment with guided meditations. This is similar, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Similar.
If you have a hard time staying focused or knowing what to say or what to do, the videos can be a guide or a gateway for that.
Right. To make it as easy as possible to get the benefit of this tool.
So people don't have to have necessarily professional training like you have around this. They can, if they'd like to, explore working with you further. But if they don't necessarily have to have that to get a lot of benefit from it, right?
No prerequisites required.
Okay, good. Well, I think this is a great introduction, and thank you for answering all those questions, because I just know for myself and for other people that may not be as familiar or haven't done it as much, it's really good to just kind of have a basic understanding of what it is and what it can do and how it can help. So are we ready to do our tapping?
Oh, by all means, let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to follow your lead.
Excellent. So real quick, I'll show folks the points we're going to tap. So we're going to start with the fingertips of our index middle finger on our dominant hand.
Okay.
And tap on the side of your non-dominant hand. Now, the meridians run up and down both sides of the body, so you can tap either side. You can switch back and forth. You can tap both sides at the same time. But we'll start by tapping on the side of the hand. That's where we do the setup, where we say, even though I have this issue, I choose to love and accept myself. And we'll say that three times. Then we'll tap the eyebrow point and say whatever the issue is. Then the side of the eye. And we're tapping these points usually around 5 to 10 times. It might be longer depending on what we're saying. Then under the middle of your eye. Then under your nose. Under your lower lip, just above your chin. And right here where your collarbones just about come together, there's a little bit of a U shape at the base of your throat. You can use all of your fingertips there, or even make a fist and tap. Next point is about 4 inches below the armpit. Try about bra strap level. And finally, the top of the head. So using all of your fingertips, just tapping around the crown of your head. And then you take a deep breath. And then you check in again and say, okay, so if the stress was at an 8 out of 10, what does it feel like now? For some folks, it'll go from an 8 to a 0 like that. It may go from an 8 to a 7.75. It's like, okay, there's more things coming up. And as I said, it's like peeling the layers of the onion. So you might get ideas about, oh, I know what it is. It's about that report that I've got due. So now I can talk about this report that I have due. And as I'm tapping along and the layers are being peeled, I might go, oh, it's not even this report. It's that test that I failed in the 5th grade. And we start to get clear of things that have been limiting us for decades.
Yeah. And are these touch points, these tapping points that we're doing on the body, do each one of them play a certain role, or is it just kind of connecting, like you said, these energetic meridians? What's the significance of these tapping points?
Yeah. So these are key points that along the different meridians that have been used in acupuncture for thousands of years. And each meridian is generally associated with an organ in the body, which is associated with different emotions. So for instance, a lot of people like to use the under the eye point, which is associated with the stomach, which is associated with fear. Side of the eye is associated with the gallbladder meridian, which is associated with anger. So the original version of tapping, Callahan technique or thought field therapy developed by Dr. Roger Callahan, he would use just a couple of points in different algorithms, depending on what was going on for the person. And then one of his first students, Gary Craig, who had a degree in engineering from Stanford, thinking like an engineer, said, how do we simplify this? And there's 8 points that we're tapping. Why don't we just tap all of the points in a row and just cover all the bases rather than taking all that time trying to figure out which points to tap, and found that he was getting the same great results. So that's why we do this simplified version top to bottom.
Got it. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, great question. So now we'll have some fun with the tapping. So let's do this. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. One of the things that stops us so often, one of the beliefs that we pick up from so many unfortunate events in our lives, is that we're not good enough. We're not worthy of love. We're not worthy of whatever we might want. So with your eyes closed, and just maybe imagining a full-length mirror and looking in that mirror and say, I'm lovable.
I'm lovable.
I'm worthy of love.
I'm worthy of love.
And just let that rattle around inside. And just notice on a scale of 0 to 10 how true that feels. And don't judge yourself harshly if the number is lower than you'd like it to be. Just allow yourself to be aware of what might be there, because you may be making a lot of decisions based on this misunderstanding that you're not absolutely lovable. I'm going to try to clear up that misunderstanding, whatever misunderstandings might be there about that. Let's do some tapping to clear that up. So go ahead and open your eyes, allow yourself to be aware of whatever was going on inside as you thought about that. Even though I sometimes doubt how lovable I am.
Even though I sometimes doubt how lovable I am.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I sometimes doubt how lovable I am.
Even though I sometimes doubt how lovable I am.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though I sometimes doubt how lovable I am.
Even though I sometimes doubt how lovable I am.
Because things have happened in my life.
Because things have happened in my life.
And people have said things.
And people have said things.
That have suggested that I'm not entirely lovable.
Have suggested that I'm not entirely lovable.
And even though I have doubts about how lovable I am.
And even though I have doubts about how lovable I am.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely
love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And maybe anyone else involved in this.
And maybe anyone else involved in this.
Because I choose to be that free.
Because I choose to be that free.
All these doubts about how lovable I am.
All these doubts about how lovable I am.
All these old doubts about how lovable I am.
All these old doubts about how lovable I am.
All of these thoughts.
All of these thoughts.
About why I couldn't or shouldn't have more love in my life.
About why I couldn't or shouldn't have more love in my life.
All these doubts.
All these doubts.
About how awesome I am.
About how awesome I am.
And how people can't see the awesomeness.
And how people can't see the awesomeness.
Because it's just not there.
Because it's just not there.
Even though part of me knows.
Even though part of me knows.
Deep down inside.
Deep down inside.
I am freaking awesome.
I am freaking awesome.
And absolutely lovable.
And absolutely lovable.
I am a magnificent child of the universe.
I am a magnificent child of the universe.
Worthy and deserving of the best this world has to offer.
Worthy and deserving of the best this world has to offer.
And worthy and deserving of love.
And worthy and deserving of love.
And part of me might be saying.
And part of me might be saying.
Who are you kidding?
Who are you kidding?
Remember these times in your life?
Remember these times in your life?
Where you screwed up?
Where you screwed up?
Or someone said you weren't lovable?
Or someone said you weren't lovable?
That had to be the truth, right?
That had to be the truth, right?
They couldn't have been lying.
They couldn't have been lying.
And I love and appreciate those parts of me.
And I love and appreciate those parts of me.
That hold on to thoughts like that.
That hold on to thoughts like that.
Because they're trying to protect me.
Because they're trying to protect me.
Because I've been hurt in the past.
Because I've been hurt in the past.
And part of me says...
And part of me says,
if I can believe that I'm unlovable,
if I can believe that I'm unlovable,
then I will avoid painful situations.
Then I will avoid painful situations.
I choose to not beat myself up for that.
I choose to not beat myself up for that.
I choose to love and appreciate myself.
I choose to love and appreciate myself.
For all the ways I try to keep myself safe.
For all the ways I try to keep myself safe.
All the ways I tried to avoid the pain of rejection.
All the ways I try to avoid the pain of rejection.
And I'm allowing myself to know.
And I'm allowing myself to know.
Rejection is just redirection.
Rejection is just redirection.
Because I am worthy and deserving of the best this world has to offer.
Because I am worthy and deserving of the best this world has to offer.
And if someone rejects me.
And if someone rejects me.
They're just telling me they're not the best that I have, that they're not the best for me.
They're just telling me that they're not the best for me.
And I can say, oh, thank you for not letting me waste my time on you.
And I can say, thank you for not letting me waste my time on you.
And I can find something better.
And I can find something better.
Someone better for me.
someone better for me.
And I'm clearing these old doubts.
And I'm clearing these old doubts.
I'm allowing myself to know.
I'm allowing myself to know.
That it's safe to acknowledge how lovable I am.
That it's safe to acknowledge how lovable I am.
And there may be some uncomfortable circumstances.
And there may be some uncomfortable circumstances.
And I choose to have faith in myself.
And I choose to have faith in myself.
That I can handle that.
That I can handle that.
Because I've handled every bad thing that's ever happened in my life.
Because I've handled every bad thing that has ever happened in my life.
Maybe not always as gracefully as I would have liked.
Maybe not always as gracefully as I would have liked.
But I'm still here.
But I'm still here.
Which is proof that I handled it.
Which is proof that I handled it.
And I'll handle it even better in the future.
And I'll handle it even better in the future.
Because I won't misunderstand.
Because I won't misunderstand.
I won't believe that it means I'm unlovable.
I won't believe that it means that I'm unlovable.
Because I know that I am lovable.
Because I know that I am lovable.
And I'm worthy of love in body, mind, and spirit.
And I'm worthy of love in body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. And close your eyes. And again, looking in a full-length mirror and say, I'm worthy of love.
I'm worthy of love.
And rating that again on a scale of 0 to 10, hopefully that number has come up. And you may also be aware as we're tapping through, maybe peeling the layers of the onion, and maybe some thoughts or memories might come up about, oh, well, there's this thing that happened. Or you might say, well, but I did this horrible thing and that's why I'm unworthy of love. And then you can tap more directly on those memories that come up, even though I'm thinking I'm unlovable because of this thing that happened, and tap on that memory. And you start to realize, you know what? I'm not unlovable because I did that thing. I did that thing because I was thinking I was unlovable. If I really acknowledge how lovable I am, I would never do something like that. The kid in junior high who ridiculed your client, if he had high self-esteem, he could never have done something like that. He might have said, hey, you know what? I don't really want to go or something. Might have found a more graceful way to bow out. But the public ridicule, that's happy, healthy people don't do that.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. And I can just tell you, you know, I think I'm in a good place in my life. I'm not saying I always have been. I feel like I'm in a really good place in my life in terms of feeling my own worthiness and my own lovableness. But that felt really, really good. That felt really, really good, like a really deep affirmation of that. I really felt that deeply in my body and my soul. It felt really, really good. Like I wouldn't have necessarily thought, Brad, just to be honest, that I needed that affirmation myself. Mm-hmm. But turns out I did.
Well, and it's great for me. And I tap with people on things like this all the time. But there's a part of us that craves that reminder. And we don't always get it from the outside. And we're not taught to believe that, you know, that we should have that. And, you know, we're told it's a stressful world. It's a hard world. That's just the way it is. And to nurture ourselves, you know, it's like, you know, taking a nice long bath, you know, bubble bath. You know, you don't necessarily need it, but mm-hmm. it's really good for body, mind, and spirit.
So. Yeah, and I do think, you know, just being human and just living, we get messages from the world all the time that can kind of undermine that confidence. Even if you're generally a really confident or secure kind of person and you have done a lot of self-work and evolved to the point where maybe some of these things don't affect you maybe as much as they once did, like in my case, it's still, you know, we still can take a beating out there in the world just by the sake of living, just by day-to-day living.
Yeah. And everything's energy and we're affected by that energy. And so we pick up on that negativity and we get messages from people, you know, we see people post things on social media that we know isn't true. And we're saying, how is it that this person believes this? But it's upsetting us. You know, it may be a very slight thing, but there's a little part of us that feels a little stressed about that. Maybe just the thought of, wow, it scares me that there are people saying things like this. And so we have a little bit of stress. And so to do something that's nurturing for ourselves is so important. And why not say, I'm lovable. I'm lovable. Because the more we acknowledge that about ourselves, the more we share our most lovable self with other people, and the more we're able to see how lovable other people are, even behind, beyond their fears and their outward behavior. It's like, all right, I know there's a human being in there someplace.
Right.
And I'm sending you love. And sometimes we got to send love to some people from a distance, but, you know, the more we can see the love, how lovable we are, the more we can see how lovable other people are. And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, and another thing I think that can happen with social media, because again, you know, for so many people, we're so connected to our phones or getting, you know, a lot of information or stimulation that way, feedback that way, is we can start comparing ourselves. If people are posting, you know, the glossy versions of their lives out there, I mean, like, I feel like I have a pretty good life, but I can sometimes look at social media posts of some people that are friends, you know, in my circle of friends, like on Facebook, and I can think, wow, everybody else's life so much more exciting and so much better than mine, right? Because they're posting like the glossy highlighted version of their lives, and I might not be having my best day, and I'm kind of going, I have the worst life, you know, I can be comparing in that way, right?
Yeah. I have videos on comparison.
Good.
Knock it off. Because, and here's the thing, you know, we can say, you know, I'm only seeing that fraction of their life. It's like, you know, the rest of their house might be a total mess, and they're aiming the camera at the one part that's clean. So we try to comfort ourselves saying, well, you know what? They're just aiming the camera at the one clean corner of their house, and the rest of their house is a mess. That is not healthy for us to be thinking that way. I would love to say, you know what? I hope that their entire life is awesome, and I'm window shopping. It's like, if it's available for them, it's available for me. Mm-hmm. And it's not a comparison. It's not like, oh, there's something better. It's like, oh, they're allowing themselves something that for some reason I'm not allowing myself. And rather than hoping that their life is secretly as bad as mine is, it's like, I need to take a page from their book and create my life to look like that as well. And not pretend and not just shoot the picture of the clean corner of my house and say, see, here, my life is awesome too. But allowing myself to go, what would really make my life awesome?
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful reframe. I like that a lot. That's a really beautiful reframe. What have you found to be some of the most needed or popular topics from the videos you've put out on certain topics? Are there some that kind of rise to the top as being most common?
Yeah, certainly the videos on things like anxiety and fear, certainly over the last year.
Yes.
But in general, those are issues that come up a lot. The issues around money. Mm-hmm. People love to talk about money because we have a lot of negative beliefs about money that are unconscious. So we block ourselves. We consciously say we want money, but going back to the person in the grocery store and the chess grandmaster and telling us to go away, we do that with money as well. There are opportunities to make money, and the chess grandmaster says, that's going to be bad. We don't want to be a rich, greedy person, or we don't want the IRS taking all our money, or we don't want our family asking for handouts. Oh, there's a sale on aisle two.
Right.
You know, and I'm fine with where I'm at financially.
Yeah.
Even and if I know I'm not.
Right. You know, I want to ask you about this too, Brad. I'm just curious to hear what you have to say about this. In my work that I've been doing now for over a decade, I think there's a connection between feeling worthy for love and feeling worthy for money. Like, they seem to kind of coincide, because many of the clients that I've worked with, as they grow in their feeling of worthiness in regards to love, that a lot of them, their financial situations have improved simultaneously.
Yes. Deep inside, there's a part of us that knows that we're worthy of the best. Everyone right now, just notice that right now you are breathing. Every time you inhale, you are asking for something. You are making a request to the universe. And darned if the universe doesn't say, yes, you're worthy of this every single time. Now, here's a little experiment. Take a deep breath. You asked for more, and what happened?
I got more.
I'm pretty sure that for most of the people who just did that experiment, it's like, you know, very few of you, the universe said, nope, and stopped you and stopped the breath halfway through and didn't allow you to have, and didn't give you all the oxygen you asked for. You can go outside at night and look up and see the stars the same as anybody else. And it's like, are you going to say, well, sure, I can see the stars, but you know, that's no big deal. It's not what I really, that's not that awesome. What's more awesome than the vast expanse of the universe that you can see? So these beliefs that I'm not worthy of love or money, I'm worthy of seeing the stars, but not these other things. It's like, we start to allow ourselves to see, okay, that's just not true. It doesn't make sense. So we take on these beliefs about not being worthy as it's a misunderstanding that we then use to protect ourselves. So the way we use unworthiness to protect ourselves around love may be the same way we're protecting ourselves around money. So as we start to see, it is safe to see that I'm worthy of love. You know, I wonder how that works with money. Mm-hmm. And so we start to have that same kind of opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's so interesting. So interesting and so powerful, really so powerful. So this is an amazing work that you're doing, Brad. And besides the YouTube channel, besides your website, which I believe, tell me if this is still up to date, is bradyates.net, right? Is that up to date?
It's tapwithbrad.com.
Okay.
And if you put in bradyates.net, it'll still take you there. But yeah, it's now... I've gone through so many different web addresses over the years, and people are always saying to me, oh, I tell all my friends, I tell my clients, tap with Brad. And stuff. Well, that would be easy, wouldn't it? So just tapwithbrad.com. And it's Tap with Brad on all the social media platforms.
Okay. Okay. And Brad, if I need to edit this out of the video, I will, but I don't know if I have from you like a free gift for the audience. Do you have a free gift you want to offer to the audience for subscribers? Sure. I'll edit this little section with just you and I out, but I'll ask you about that next. Sound good? Okay. All right. Yep. All right. So Brad, I also want to give you an opportunity to share with our audience about a free gift that you have for them and how they can be connected with you and get more of your information as well.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. If folks go to tapwithbrad.com/gifts, you will get an audio called Tap It Into Abundance. So it's a class that I did with a number of people, and I took them through the tapping process on some of the things that stopped them from experiencing what they want in life, some of their beliefs about being unworthy or why they're afraid. So as you tap along listening to this, you'll find a couple of things. One, you may say, wow, that's exactly my issue too. That's so great. I get to tap on what's coming up for me. Or you may say, yeah, that wording doesn't really fit for me. But as you tap along, your mind will make associations and you will still get benefit from the tapping round. And then I also have a guided meditation at the end of that because I start out as a hypnotherapist. So I do those kinds of guided meditations as well.
That's wonderful. And then if people are searching for tapping, guided tapping, on various topics, then they can also go to your YouTube channel and you're putting out new videos regularly. If you're Every coming Monday. Out of this year of COVID, year plus of COVID stuff and need to de-stress, this could be a really timely way to explore this.
Plenty of resources there for you to calm your system and feel better.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Brad, for your generosity today. I think this is going to really help a lot of people. And I really appreciate the opportunity to feature you and your work again. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. And so everybody, make sure you click on the link below this video or audio that you're listening from. And we'll put that link directly to the gifts on Brad's site there. And so that'll make really easy access. And then again, if you want to check out his YouTube channel, you just go to Tap with Brad on YouTube or Brad Yates, type in his name. Either way, you'll find him there. Sound good?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We hope to see you for more of the event. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye for now.